He lives in Nervous side, but he drives like 4 o'clock in the morning to go San Diego for the training. Then he goes to the station for 45, and after that, we transport to him.
Well, just the guy, he's not going to 28 homes.
Bill told him, because Bill was the army, he told him they send him to Virginia, the station, the big station. He needed to be a firefighter. But he said through the Marines, they told him to go to Virginia.
Yeah, I say my dad was in the service for 28 years. I went to 19 different schools when we were growing up.
So he's veteran, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I served Marshall in 2015. Mm-hmm. They took us because I worked for the camp. They merged the auditor with the auditor for the Marshall in 2015. And they have been F-16 almost at this time. Not F-35 yet. Yeah.
Well,
the
last time I was at March was 72 to take.
It's Ottawa Water District time.
That's right. That's right.
Max truck flight to Vietnam.
Oh my God! Yeah, the guy living in San Jose and he's flying every day to the marsh and to steering belt because the captain said he needs him.
Before we officially begin the meeting, Director Davis has asked that we have a moment of silence because we had a terrible tragedy. Someone was shot and killed, Charlie Kirk, and so Director Davis has asked that we have a moment of silence.
Thank you.
Open the meeting of the regular meeting of the Water Board. It's September 17th, 6 o'clock. We excuse Director Harshaw. She will not be with us this evening. With that, we'll have roll call.
Director Olson?
Here.
Director Davis?
Here.
Vice President Prieger?
Here.
President Doxha?
Here. Great, thank you. Any public comments? Art? David? Okay, great. We'll move on to our consent calendar. Minutes. Any comments on the minutes?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Sergeant? Okay. Any comments on the financials?
No, other than we're ahead. Still.
Good.
Excellent.
Ahead looking well. Thank you for 6%.
Well, yeah.
I do have a couple questions on mm-hmm. the warrants. I noticed it seems like we didn't put the descriptions, a lot of them. I don't know if that's something, the reason why we changed doing that. Looks like whoever the check is written for is what the description is for.
What's the check number?
I want to say majority of them. I don't think any of them really explain what they're for. And the only one that really, the reason why it stood out to me was the one to the Water District for $115,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's copy the BE for the description twice. It's a mistake. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I just noticed they carried over, yeah. And I thought, that's
because
a large amount.
Because you can see it's duplicated, the BE. But I can mention for you which one.
I was just curious what the one for the 115 to Ottawa Water District. Check 19139.
Oh, this transfer fund. From Hemet Bank to Chase Bank to be able to pay the last check for $489,000 for ACO. So I was collecting all the fund to transfer it to Chase Bank.
But you put it into the
Chase Bank.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like
I see the Chase Bank down here,
yeah.
For the Elko.
Yeah.
But these others look like
South.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I guess it just would.
Yeah.
You mix. I mean, both accounts are on the same thing. I guess that's where it's just a little confusing to me, but okay.
Yeah, sorry, the description copy that we met. I'm going to correct it and send it to you.
No, it's fine. I just noticed other times everything explains what it's for.
Actually, it's copies of the name. If you see, it's copies of the name. When I try to get it, it's copied automatically.
Yeah.
So I'm going to correct it.
I was just curious if that was something you were doing in different business.
But also, fund was transferred for $489 because I don't have enough fund for a Chase Bank to pay for ARC.
Okay.
This is the first payment.
Thank you.
Right.
So is there a second payment? How many payments are on that? How many payments will be going for that?
One more.
Okay, first two.
Around 165, but I didn't know if he has contingency or not.
But it should be a smaller amount.
Yes, this is the biggest one.
Approximately 165.
Yeah, but I'm not sure.
The variance, there may be variance, because it was depending on how many rocks they had.
Yes, exactly. This is the only thing if we sent it for us, for any rocks that we find.
Okay. Can I ask another question about?
Yes, you may.
Electricity. I know that years ago there was this whole discussion about electric bills not coming monthly, but coming in huge gobs all at once. Has that been resolved, or is that?
Yeah, it's resolved right now.
Okay. And I noticed that one of the sewer that was both months ago, but a lot of the budgeted electric bill is smaller than or larger than the amount paid that there have been.
Because they got approval from. The utility to increase 5 years from Edison. Edison increased, got approval for 5 years, the raise every year. And they changed the charger to add as a water district to base fee. If you receive a letter from Edison, we receive a letter. They said from now on, you start charging base fee. If you let all your house off, no light, you're going to pay the base fee for Edison.
Right.
Yes.
So it's really a tricky thing that Edison is doing, but the water district's doing the same thing. We give people a base fee, and they're going to pay that every month. And if they use water, they're going to get an additional charge for the water.
So
well, Edison is now doing the same thing because I have solar at my house, and I would like the solar to pay for every single fee. But Edison says, no, you're going to pay a certain amount. Even if you have an abundance of credit on your solar, we still want you to pay this much money. And so that's what they're doing to us.
Now, that's tricky.
But it's not what we do,
what they do.
So it's just the new rate structure that Edison is
actually. Yes.
When you made your budget last year, you didn't know that the
We just received it from Edison. Yeah, they got that wrong from Stitcher.
But your bills are actually being smaller than they would have been. You budgeted more for the bills, and they're less.
To a degree. Yeah.
The new rate structure with base fee is actually better for you.
To this point. But later in the year, or in a different time when we have higher usage, it may change. But so far, we like a lower bill.
It's been a cooler summer, so my guess is we aren't using quite as much air conditioning.
Really, so that's a big part of it.
And unfortunately, we like to add up, we cannot stop it. It's work 24/7.
Right, right.
So we have a major engine one and engine two. So 12 hours work engine one and 12 hours switch for engine two.
Right.
And in mornings the same thing.
And we did get those replaced recently, so they should be more efficient.
It's more efficient.
So more efficient engines, more efficient blowers and things. Pumps and blowers, right?
Mm-hmm. Pumps and blowers.
They might be lower consumption.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Okay. Operations. Any comments?
Congratulations on the water loss.
Mr. Davis?
Again, superb on water loss.
Vice President Freeland?
I would agree.
Yeah. I agree too. Any other public comment? No? Entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
Is there a second?
Second.
By Mr. Davis. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0. Manager's report.
Okay, so Elko has basically completed their the job for the Strawberry Creek diversion. We have one pending portion of the job to complete, but the grate, brand new stainless steel grates for the diversion were custom made, installed. They did a great job in building this and installing it. It's a very nice looking diversion for us now. Should last another 60, 70 years.
That's all?
Yeah, well, hopefully longer than that. But
oh, you're just being conservative.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's that. The final process for to complete the job is they have to do a overlay in Fern Valley Road. They put a trench down from basically Tockwoods down to our plant. They're going to grind that down, do a final overlay. That is scheduled, was scheduled for the 7th, but that changed to October 8th. That changed today. So once they complete that, that's when we'll receive the final bill and we'll make that payment. So, and then that job will be complete. So we're very happy and pleased with the start to finish project on this job. So Valco did an excellent job.
And so are we.
Yeah. So yeah, that'll be done on the 8th. The shop roof, that has been sheeted, that we did an underlayment on it, and we're waiting for the sheet metal. That's supposed to be delivered to this Friday. They'll start putting the sheeting on Monday, and hopefully we'll be done with the new roof on by next week.
Are you concerned if it rains hard tomorrow?
No, this is a, it's more of a synthetic membrane, and it's very sturdy, reliable. It's not like paper, so this can withstand the rain that's potentially supposed to come tomorrow. We did get some rain a week or so ago. No leaks.
Oh, good.
None at all, with just the paper on there. So it's
Thank
good.
You.
Yep. I met with Hemet Fence down at the rear of Foster Lake. We did the spillway, but we had to tear down the fence, so Hemet Fence is going to repair it. They're going to put in a custom gate at the spillway so we can open it, debris flow, whatever happens, we can open it and preserve the fence. So they're going to do that. That's scheduled for the 25th. The HMI study, the notification letters went out. I'm assuming some of you received it. It's just for our customers.
Yeah, I'm on sewer.
You're on sewer?
At the district.
You didn't receive one?
I just received the letter saying it was coming.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
Now they're going to mail out the survey letter.
Yeah.
So I talked to them today. That's going out this week. So hopefully they'll all be out by this week and people can start sending those back in.
How do businesses play into this?
All the commercial residential, they were supposed to get mailers.
I understand, but when we're looking at low-income rural, aren't we looking at residential property only? I know that there's commercial folks that are on sewer,
right.
But for purposes of determining if we're low-income rural, we don't want a business saying that they're making $500,000 a year.
Right. This included our commercial businesses.
Oh, I know. I got one for ICC,
okay.
Which I'm throwing away. I'm not going to answer.
Excellent.
Okay.
What I think is you don't take residential on what is required to send for residential.
To all of the
to all our
all customers. Okay.
Because what they care about is God willing, Jessica will make not maximum more than 73,000. This is how we got approval.
Yeah, and they mentioned if out of 580 customers, they only receive back 100, they will do their study based off 100.
Great.
So that's should work in our favor. Hazmi, we had our yearly financial audit. We're waiting for their report, but to our knowledge, everything looks good. Michael Sims from CRWA was here on the 8th. They finalized our source water protection plan and handed that over to us. We signed for it. So that's in our hands and completed. Brian received his backflow tester's certification. Since then, we were in the time frame to be completing all our backflow testing. There were some commercial accounts that didn't get them done. There was a couple residential that called us to see who they could contact to get that done. Well, we had Brian do it, so he was able to do a couple of commercial accounts and residential accounts, do the testing. We got paid for it, and so we're utilizing his cert right away and gaining some revenue for the district.
Were those all ones that have sprinklers?
Yeah, well, anything that has a backflow. So any backflow, any customer that has a backflow is required to be tested on a yearly basis.
Is that mostly people who have sprinklers or?
For residential, yes. Anything as of probably 12, 13 years ago, that was a requirement,
right,
by the state of California.
And what businesses might have them for other reasons?
Well, yeah, because the water lines, the sprinkler systems, they could be filled with antifreeze, foreign substances.
Right, those are also sprinklers.
Is
there another cause besides sprinklers that might cause someone to have a backflow?
Yeah, any residential or commercial residence or commercial setting that has or might have any type of antifreeze in that system. We can't have any.
What systems besides sprinklers might have antifreeze?
Fire
sprinklers. Yeah.
I have fire lines.
And then you have in the restaurants, they have the system that will extinguish, you know, any fires, grease fires, whatever, for their kitchen equipment.
Let me clarify something. We keep saying fire sprinklers, and he keeps saying anything besides fire sprinklers. We keep saying sprinklers. He's asking if there's anything besides fire sprinklers.
Yeah, so we just came across a situation this week. One of the churches installed a water softening system.
I saw that.
And that creates a brine solution.
Right.
We can't have that coming back into our potable water.
Thank you.
So it's any foreign substance that could contaminate our water system.
Thank you.
I do think one is a fire line, like the brew pump, has a special fire line. So is this connected for the
special water line for the fire system? I think that would be big commercials that would usually be happening.
The fountain machine too. If you are a restaurant and have a fountain machine, you need to have a backflow.
Fountain machines?
Yes.
Like
soda fountains have to have backflow.
Yeah, so they're required by law.
Okay, so most restaurants are going to have one. Restaurants are always going to have the
soda fountains.
Okay, so that's what I thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Mitch is the sheriff, by the way, he's a backflow tester, so you can ask him.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so this week we have a scheduled inspection for our dam up at the lake. That's actually tomorrow. And then at the end of the month, we're having our every 3 years, we have a sanitary survey. It's a sanitary survey for our system. So they'll be inspecting the whole system in the district, reservoirs up at the lake, wellhouses. That'll happen at the end of the month. That's going to be by the DDW.
DDW?
Yeah.
Water, sort of, not the WRCV, the DDW?
DDW, Department of Drinking Water.
Okay.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
They're our regulator who we report to on a monthly basis with all our all the testing that we do on the water.
So is DDW part of the Water Resource Control?
Yes, yes, they're all in the same neighborhood.
Okay. Look, we're just trying to see why.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So is the DDW part of the WRCV?
They're, yeah.
Okay.
They
for your information.
Together.
They work together. They're not inside the same thing, but they're
another
agency.
They have different jobs, but we're all regulated.
It says the survey is performed by the Water Resource Control Board, but the Department of Drinking Water requires it or something?
Yeah, it's all regulated by the DDW.
Okay.
Which is part of the resource control.
Open the
which is part of the state of California.
Which is part of the United States.
I don't want to chart on this, get my yarn out or something.
Any more questions, David, before we continue?
No, that's good.
Okay, we'll continue.
Okay, so as you can see on the photos, the crews have been working on our well houses. This well is 24. They had to rebuild the roof and some sheeting in it that was completed. This is the after the fact. They did a nice job. This is over off of South Circle. We had a leak, just a service line. They, over here on Pinecrest, they repaired that very quickly. And that's it.
No. Mr. Olson? Mr. Davis, any questions?
No.
Vice President Freeman? We talked about this earlier, but I want to make sure the board was in agreement with this. I would like us to put an ad in the paper that says that we'd really like people to participate in the survey. And tell them that it qualifies us for the grants. I was thinking that we'd put language in it that only people with low incomes respond, but I don't think we're allowed to do that, so we'll go.
But we could spread the word.
Yes, yes, we could. Yes. So if the rest of the board is in agreement with that, we'll
yes.
put an ad in the paper that encourages people to participate in the survey.
Please.
Good. What was that?
Please.
Yes, okay. Excellent. There's a public comment on the general manager's report? No? We'll move on to our discussion item. Website transparency. The district has been working towards completing the Special District Leadership Foundation Transparency Certificate of Excellence. This program promises openness and accountability by requiring special districts to provide the public with easy online access to essential information. And in the little magazines that we get, in the Special District Leadership Foundation, they have several different certificates that we can get. Certificate in Special District Governance, Certificate Special District Manager, District Transparency Certificate of Excellence, which I believe is what we're trying to achieve, District of Distinction Accreditation, Essential Leadership Skills Certificate. So there's a host of things that we could get, and this is where we're starting, was the District Transparency Certificate of Excellence. I feel like I'm very pleased of where we're at, because we've been talking about this for several years, if not longer. And so I'm very pleased that the current board members have done everything that they can do, that the board secretary has reached out to other districts for their participation, and we've got districts to participate with us, and we're reaching out to all the people that we need to use to get our certification for this. And so we're very pleased that we're finally getting everything in line to achieve this certificate. Mr. Olson, any comments?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Prefer?
Nice job. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Nice job.
So reaching out to other districts, what's that? Yes, secondary tell them what that is?
Yeah, so essentially, this website transparency, you have to have all of these things together, resolutions, policies, budgets, all the director certificates, everything. And then you have to essentially ask neighboring districts to review the information that you've gathered and write you a letter that states that you have all of your ducks in a row.
You could probably email him a copy of the requirements that we're doing.
Absolutely.
And that way he'd have it in a digital form.
Yep.
Would you like to have that?
That's great. More than there is.
Okay.
This helps him.
Sure.
That process.
Any other public comments? Good. All right.
I have one straight question here.
Yes.
I really admired the photographs of the Strawberry Creek diversion project. I think I get copies of those pictures.
Yeah.
Can I get those?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a handsome piece of steel you got there.
It is.
Very.
And if you go up there, I went up there and walked around it. It actually is a very pleasant environment now. I've walked up there before, and it didn't look as neat and tidy as it does now. It looks like a very well-constructed and well-thought-out project.
There aren't any bears up there. I heard there were Fern Valley guys that have been counting some bears.
Yeah, I'm
looking forward to the first hard downpour to see how it works.
Right, right.
And see how many sticks get caught in it and how many flow over it.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah,
maybe.
I was going
maybe
to see
I'll go over there.
Surprisingly, it stays pretty clear. Once a year, we have to get in there, dig it up. You get a lot of sand build up inside of it, but for the most part, it stays pretty clean. The crews do go out there and do pick out the debris. I think the biggest eyesore was the old pipe going through the creek, which has really helped removing that. So
Yeah, it looks a lot better.
Yeah, especially for the residents.
Yeah. All right, director's comments. Mr. Olson?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer?
No.
I have a couple. We have a gift certificate for Brian for achieving his backflow certification. We'd like to have him that. That's from the directors.
Yes.
And that's a gift certificate that he can hopefully take his wife out to dinner with. And then I would like the board to have as a discussion item perhaps next time a recognition dinner. We'd like to do a recognition dinner sometime in early 2026. For the employees, invite the employees and their spouses to a nice dinner, and we would be able to take our spouses also to this dinner. And we'd like to make sure that that's something that the board supports, so we'll put that on the agenda for the next meeting. If there's nothing else...
Move to adjourn?
Yes.
Well, second that.
Excellent. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention passes.
Does anyone
want
to sign that card?
Oh, there's a card for the directors to sign.
I don't know if you want to sign it.
Yeah, sign it.